Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, my goodness. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Blank you, Kleber.
Maybe inspired by the night of buzzer beaters, an incredible play we saw day two of the NCAA tournament, an absolute gut punch of a loss for the Lakers, who were 6 seconds away of moving into the eighth spot in the Western Conference. They were up 110-108 over the Mavericks. Anthony Davis missed one of two free throws, so it's a two-point lead instead of a three-point lead. So the Mavericks have the ball with about 6 seconds left. They double Kyrie Irving, who can get nowhere. Kyrie's got nothing going on. He dribbles to the right side, picks up his dribble, holds it, sees Maxi Kleber across the court, gets the ball to him. Anthony Davis closes just a little bit too late, and Kleber drains a three. Boom. At the buzzer.
Lucky ass shot.
Maxi Kleber.
What a lucky shot.
Ooh, Maxi Kleber, not to be confused with Maxi Priest.
Just want to get close to you. I remember Maxi Priest. Yeah,
nicely done.
That is a gut punch of a loss for the Lakers. Ooh, right there. That is like, I'm going to hit you in the stomach as many times as I can, and you're going to get up like Clooney in Ocean's 11 when at the end, like Andy Garcia keeps thinking he's been getting hit in the stomach all night long. That's kind of what it was like for Laker fans tonight. Wow.
That's like
slam
one of those ones to the ribs and gut. Remember the end of Rocky IV where he was getting Drago in the ribs and the liver?
Oh,
rabbits.
Oh, yeah, in the liver. That was really a shocker for the... I mean, they were set to move up into... They would have been in a tie for seventh if they had won this game. They'd have been a three-way tie for seventh, and they would have been a game and a half out of sixth. That's what this win would have been. That this is such a gut punch of a loss. I mean, really, there's been bad losses for the Lakers this year, but what's at stake when you're playing a team that's right in front of you in the standings when every win counts because now you're getting into the last 10 games of the season? This is an absolute gut punch.
Thanks for nothing, LeBron.
There's been no worse loss for the Lakers.
No, you're right. You are right about this.
Right. Luka doesn't play. You get the news on LeBron that he's further away, even though they were trying to talk up a good good game.
For Dude's standing there in a tuxedo, Mike. Like he's going to the Oscars.
Well, you know, he could have. Maybe he did. Maybe he went to one of those Oscar parties or whatever. But the foot obviously not progressing as they had hoped. So he's out. Kyrie Irving goes for 38 and go down the entirety of things. 16 of 34 from three-point range. How about closing out a shooter?
Well, that was the story of the last play. But when you double-team somebody, somebody's going to be open. You know, I mean, you double Kyrie because that's the right move.
Yep.
That's the right move to double Kyrie, but you know somebody's going to be open at the end when that happens.
Bleeping Maxie.
Kleber was wide open. Mm. Man, watching it again, AD gets there just a split second too late, and it's a clean look at the three for him. That's unbelievable.
That one hurts.
Unbelievable. It is. I mean, it's the worst
even
loss
though we're
of the
back,
season for the
Lakers. Even though we're back still, but that hurts, man.
Well, but you had opportunities against bottom feeders, right? You had Oklahoma City and you had Houston, and you lose those two games, right? Dallas is at least a game where you're saying, all right, 50-50. Oklahoma City was no Gilgeous Alexander. Lose that one. And then you have this sequence where you lose to the Rockets.
Dude, like this one didn't hurt enough. You got to keep bringing up the Rocket game?
No. But this is one that it takes on that just magnitude of a whole other level because you didn't take care of business against the crap teams. Right? This is one that...
Didn't beat the Knicks. You're right. You're right.
No, that too. But say a week ago, you were going down and saying, all right, which games and how? What's a reasonable record going forward? You would have circled those two games and said, well, those are wins. This one becomes a 50-50. And then you hear Luka's not playing and Kyrie was still a little bit up in the air heading towards game time. He goes off for his 38 points. But this is one that you thought, all right, well, we've got a puncher's chance, but... We would have taken care of those.
Dude, they
Instead,
had it till the buzzer.
Lost all
they had it till the buzzer, man.
Well, but a loss is a loss, man. Take care of business. Davis got to hit a free throw.
Yeah, look, that was about as bad a last 6 seconds of a game that Anthony Davis could have, right? You go to the free throw line, up one, you hit them both, and you the worst you're doing is looking at overtime, right? And you're guarding the perimeter. Right, because they're not taking another shot that's not from behind the arc, right? It's a much easier play to guard, and he misses the free throw, and then it's a late closeout on Kleber that winds up giving them the hoop. And the thing is, it's you know, to say, okay, oh, it's AD's fault. AD is in a spot on the floor where he's not really guarding anybody. He's not guarding anyone, and that's why this is such a bad play. It's not like he's down low because the Lakers had the help defense down under the basket. So AD is not guarding anybody. He's just standing in space at the free throw line. He's just standing in space, and I don't know what he expects to do. I'm going to jump again. Close out on the guy. You know, where is he going to throw the ball? It's like he was running. Like, I don't know what AD thought he was going to do. Like, I would think that maybe Anthony Davis thought Kyrie was going to find a way to get free and take some kind of crazy shot, but he was just standing there. He's standing at the free throw line that allowed the pass to go cross.
Jason, the defense was perfect until Kyrie passed the ball.
You can be right. It was perfect right until the shot went in.
Well, you got 50 points off the bench. Reeves and Schroeder combined for 31. Good old Rui Hachimura with 10. And it's all for
How many did LeBron have?
Again, he looked well-dressed. That's about sums it up.
Yeah, how about you come back and play some ball?
Well, but he really pushed hard to make sure that he got that record as fast as he could. That really worked out for the squad.
This is a loss that they might not recover from. I hate to say it.
This is the worst loss of the
season.
Did
you see their faces after that shot?
Oh, yeah. This is like Penny Hardaway throwing the water bottle.
I mean, not too soon. It works. It works. 100% it works.
It wasn't as soon as Jenna.
Oh, man.
And my liver hurts after this.
That's
one.
A loss you can never get past.
I mean, really, if the pass was going to go to the free throw line and the free throw line could rise up off the floor and take a shot, AD was right there. AD was right there. But, I mean, what's he doing? I'm standing in space. I'm useless. And two Mavericks players are open on the far side of the court.
Yeah, I got to go get some beers. I'm going home.
I don't get it.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh man,
I'll get you some proper 12, and we'll commiserate.
Proper 12 is not going to help with that one. The Lakers should have won this damn game.
Well, I don't know. If you go through a large enough bottle, you may forget it. A lot of other things might escape your memory as well.
Oh man, I mean that's amazing.
Darvin Ham's on my screen trying to explain it.
Sure,
explain it to me.
Yeah.
See, live drop Friday.
Oh man, now.
60-34 from three-point range. Take that for data.
No, it's a lot of threes, man. It's a lot of threes. We had a really big night tonight here on the show. Continuing to have one. We got another hour left here. The big upset of the night in college basketball. Look, probably at worst, the second biggest upset in the history of college basketball, the NCAA tournament. 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson beats Purdue 63-58, just the second 16 seed to upset a one. It was absolutely insane. We saw the celebration. We've been covering it throughout the night. And here's the thing. We decided to do something. We tried to do it, and I booked a guest. So now I'm like Aaron Rodgers, who's the owner of the Bears and GM of the Jets. I'm the host.
And an actual quarterback for the Packers.
Yeah. I'm the host. I'm the guest booker. I all these things. Satesh Shaw is the play-by-play man of Fairleigh Dickinson. And many people on the internet were looking for the Fairleigh Dickinson call of the upset victory, right? Everybody wants to play it and hear it and show it. But there's no call because they didn't send the play-by-play crew to the NCAA tournament. Satesh Shaw was at home. So we thought, you know, let's call him. Let's have him on. Let's have him talk about the game. And then let's give him the chance to make the call of Fairleigh Dickinson pulling the big upset over Purdue. And we'd be the only entity that has the final call, the local call of Fairleigh Dickinson winning. And now Frostberg jumped into it, a great idea, going, we could charge money on this. I don't know how much money we could charge, like $20 a play, $50, or we go like cheap, like iTunes, and like 99 cents a play. Like, well, I don't know what to do.
I would say 99 cents a play, or, I mean, look, in the end, we're all about making sure we get to evangelize far and wide and get every bit of recognition for it. So as long as everybody puts the courtesy Fox Sports Radio on it, as Steve so astutely did earlier tonight, then we get that credit as people start to take this. So promote the hell out of it. Let's make sure it gets picked up by everybody, and we roll from there.
So we had him on, and we said, hey, you want to do a call for us? And it's late for him. It's midnight on the East Coast. He went out to his car, and after we did the interview, he gave us the call of Fairleigh Dickinson upsetting Purdue, and we jazzed it up. We put crowd noise under it, everything else. So here it is, the only version of the Fairleigh Dickinson call, the final seconds of the upset win. 16 beats a one, and it's here on Fox Sports Radio.
1.2 seconds to go. Inbounds near side, Singleton guarding. Inbounds is overthrown, and that will do it! And just for the second time in history, a 16 has beaten a 1. FDU owns the night.
Courtesy Fox Sports Radio.
Courtesy Fox. But what a call. FDU owns the night. Oh, my God. That's so awesome. I got goosebumps when he made that call. I mean, to go to your car and create that for the – I mean, I have no words for it. That was so great.
Oh, no, that was one of the finest visits we've ever had here in our 10 years here at Fox Sports Radio. Some legendary guests, some excited utterances, number of guys we've had to dump as they got comfortable telling us stories. In this case, you're talking about just the greatness of something that clearly to Satesh means so much to him. You guys in your high school rivalry and going down memory lane was really fun during the interview, but the excitement, because you could just tell as we were talking to him, it's like, all right, you had something brewing. You might have been doing play-by-play as you were sitting on your couch. And he immediately launched into that, and you were getting goosebumps and doing the lean in to figure out exactly where he was going to end the call. And tight shirt, obviously, the digital wizardry coming over the top. It became a veritable John Williams kind of soundtrack to things. It was beautiful.
Satesh is a real one, man. That guy was awesome.
Oh, he was great. And no, and I'm serious. He and I didn't know this until we had him on. We went to rival high schools. I mean, these were Curtis and McKee, where I grew up in Staten Island. They were separated by about, I don't know, 300-400 yards. It just so happened we had two high schools in that area that were, you would leave Curtis's campus and you'd have to walk by McKee to go to the bus stop and go home. And we had a huge rivalry in sports. And Curtis McKee was like, it was it. Like in basketball and football, everything else. And I wasn't lying. We beat McKee in everything except JV football. Right? And
was Pete Davidson the quarterback there? Or what?
No. Here's why they would win. When I was a freshman, when I was a sophomore, we beat McKee. When I was a friend, I actually made a big game-saving tackle on a kickoff return. But that's a story for another day. So freshman year, we're playing McKee, right? And McKee is winning every game. It's like, you know, because this is in the mid-80s, and we're like, you see the final scores and go, God, McKee won this game 45-8, 52-10. How are they winning these games? They ran the single-wing offense, which means they didn't throw the football. They had three running backs and everybody else on the line of scrimmage. And they would come out of their huddle in a snake. And so they would come out of their huddle in a snake and line up and snap the ball really fast. And they would do all this misdirection. You didn't know who had the ball all the time. A lot of us were playing football for the first time. So it's like, I don't know what's going on. And they were beating us 40-0 at halftime. It was 40-0. We just couldn't stop them. Every play was big chunk yardage. We were chasing them to try to tackle them. And I'm going, oh, my God, this is really embarrassing. I've never played a game like this. I'm like, we're just getting absolutely destroyed. And I think we lost the game like 58-6 or something like that. Oh, my God, it was terrible. And so sophomore year, our coach was like, we got to get these guys back. Except he didn't say these guys. He was cursing and cursing and cursing. We had to play him. And we played him at their field. And we were winning 14-8 late in the second half, and we had scored a touchdown to go up 14-8. And, you know, I'm on every kickoff. I'm on every special team. So I'm the hawk on the kickoff return, except the coach tells me right before this, he goes, Jason, don't be the hawk. Lay back. And I said, why? Lay back because this kid running it back is really good. Lay back and try to make the tackle if they break through. And I'm like, okay, fine. So it's 14-8. There's like, I don't know, 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, something like that. And kickoff comes, and sure enough, this guy breaks out. And I'm like, there's three guys. And I didn't know this till after the game was over. I'm just seeing the guy, and I know I got to tackle him. And he's coming at me, and he's got a blocker on either side. And I'm going, I'm just going to get steamrolled. I'm just going to – because this is a tall dude. He was probably like, you know, like 6 foot, and I'm like, you know, 4'11", my freshman year. And these other two guys are really big on either side of him. And I think this is where I had that going in my favor, because the two guys, I think, decided they didn't need to block me, and they wanted to kind of escort him down or look for somebody else to block, because they would have just obliterated me. Because it was him, it was the guy running and two guys on either side, and it's me at the 50-yard line, and that's it. And I'm going, oh, my God. And so I just kind of get in, and I get really low, and I stick him as hard as I can, and I hold on, and I just hold on as he falls, and I tackle him, and I'm like, oh, I just made that tackle.
Is this like you on the ankles of a coach on the sideline when the fight's starting up? Or
what? No. I get up, and I go walking off the field, and our coach is there with his hands on his knees. He's looking at me, and he says, I need to talk to you after the game. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I don't know. And people were saying, hey, good tackle. And I was like, okay, what did I do wrong? I'm like, did I not do – you told me to stay back. I'm like, oh, he's going to get mad at me. And in the post game, when we won, because we held on, we beat them 14-8, he said, and I want to talk about a play that we would not have won without, and I don't know how you did it. I just saw a lot of dust, and I thought you were going to be in the dirt. Jason, I don't know how you made that tackle. And he gave me a big sticker for my helmet right there in the post game, and I was like, oh, man, it was the greatest football
moment
of my life.
Was it a Buckeyes sticker? What was the sticker?
No, it was a skull. You had skulls. You had skulls on defense for the big tackles, and I was like, oh, I got a skull, and I put it right on my helmet. I'm like, I'm going to wear my helmet around the house the rest of the week. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, man. So that's where
did you go and bully your grandpa then? And
no.
Skull button him with your helmet on?
No.
Just like I made that tackle. Watch this, Pop.
No, he saw me make it. He was proud of that. That was what I was. And that was Satesha's school that we wound up beating. So not bad for a McKee guy, Satesha.
You got. No, hell of a call. We're already starting to get people in our Twitter timeline asking to try to find said call, and they're getting referred to us. So it's kind of fun.
Coming up next, we head to Vegas for all the latest on the NCAA tournament and more. Keep it right here. An incredible night keeps flowing through Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's broke! It's broke! It's broke!
It's a live drop Friday.
No.
Live drop Friday, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
Jen is at house.
Doctor.
Lieutenant Dan lost his legs.
Is this song for the Lakers? Is this song for AD?
No, it's for your favorite Mets player.
Oh.
Pick one. Is it for Diaz or for Nimmo?
There you go.
Look, cancel the World Baseball Classic. Cancel spring training. Just go right to the regular season. Go right to the regular. We don't need any of that anymore. Guys, go right to the regular. They show up in Florida. They take pictures. Then they go to New York and they open the season.
Just like they used to. Yeah. This guy was working on a milk truck on Monday. You know what? Right. He's our third starter on Wednesday.
Yeah. That's how. Show up in Florida. Take pictures. Do interviews. How do you feel the season's going to go? Get on a plane. Go to your home city. Start the season. That's how it works. That's what we got to do from now on.
Okay. I mean, I would like to see the evolution of the game. Do you train a lot? Nah, we're going to ramp it up in season. Which really, I mean, given the way we talk about load management and processing seasons anymore, isn't that the way to go? Save him for good. Make sure he's still got arm strength in September. So.
Now, in case you're just tuning in, the two biggest trending topics on Twitter, three biggest, are free throws, thanks AD, and trade AD. Yes, the Lakers lost tonight. It was AD's fault.
He had that foul on Kleber that put him to the line for three free throws, and then he didn't bother to cover him when the next opportunity came.
Oh, and then he just got stuck guarding nobody on the final play. Kleber hits a three at the buzzer. The Lakers lose to the Mavericks. Unbelievable.
Brutal.
Now, it's been an amazing night tonight, and we're continuing on here, and we're going to continue on the best way we know how, by playing the greatest game in the history of college basketball.
Yes!
Every year at this time, people try to find True TV on television somewhere to watch a game. Maybe you got to see FAU. Maybe you got to see Arizona State lose on True TV. But True TV is hard to find. So we want to help people out by playing a game called True TV or Not TV. I give you a show. You have to tell me if this is a True TV show that was on or made up entirely by me. Playing as myself, Mike Harmon, Justin Frostberg, Alex Teichert, Steve DeSager. Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
Yes. I don't know if I'm ready.
Are you going to talk like Forrest Gump the entire time? Just let me know right now.
Well, the thing about True TV is it's like a box of chocolates.
Can we CGI a new board op?
Oh,
the thing is, I never was a board op, Steve. I was a ping pong player.
Ice cream, Lieutenant Dan.
I did see a video clip the other day off the Graham Norton show explaining how he started to talk like Forrest Gump. That the kid that they cast as Little Forrest, he mimicked the way he talked. It was a 7-year-old kid, and he sat with them, and they talked, and there's like hours of them just BSing about whatever.
And he was from Alabama.
He was from Mississippi.
Okay.
But nicely done. I like that.
That's tomorrow when you get Alabama playing in Birmingham and Auburn playing in Birmingham.
And then Sunday, it's FAU against FDU at MSG, brought to you by FTC, halftime song by FYC, and a goodie bag for everybody from FYE.
No, it's the winner goes to MSG next week.
They're changing.
And they eat a lot of food with MSG.
Yeah, no, they're changing it to make it easier. That is FAU, FDU, MSG.
Sunday night game, by the way, with Fairleigh Dickinson. Mm.
All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Let's get it on.
All right. True TV or not TV? Body shots. Body shots.
Yes.
A trivia contest where a correct answer allows you to do a body shot of alcohol off a waitstaff member, and an incorrect answer is a punch to somewhere on your body by a bouncer.
Wow. So they are lacking for 24-hour programming, is what you're saying. Okay,
trivia contest.
Fine, yes.
Correct answer, you do a body shot of alcohol off a waitstaff member.
You've worn me down, yes.
Incorrect answer, a punch to somewhere on your body by a bouncer.
I'm kind of digging that myself.
Body shots. Okay.
And if not, we're starting this. I will build my own damn studio.
All right. Forrest?
Forrest, I don't know, but I'm going to say it is not a show.
Now he's British.
Sounded like Beckham.
British Forrest Gump.
I can curve it if you'd like, Jenny.
Okay.
Once he got that Apple money, he became a man of the world and took on an English accent. Slow English accent.
Creepy.
Jenny says she's into cosplay.
Body shots is... not.
Oh,
that's
a true TV show.
I thought so, Jenny.
Crypto crime and punishment. Crypto crime and punishment.
Obviously, it should be.
A hidden camera show where comedians attempt to secure investors into a fake crypto scheme. Hidden camera show where comedians attempt to secure investors into a fake crypto scheme.
I would like my entire NFL contract in crypto.
You know what? For a while, that worked, and there was a little surge last week in certain coins, but no, but if they have some security and surveillance cameras, you might be able to actually see some of these transactions.
Yeah, it would be good, but no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crypto crime and punishment. Hidden camera show where comedians attempt to secure investors into a fake crypto scheme.
I once was talked about crypto. I think it's a show.
Crypto is an animated character from the Super Pets, as voiced by The Rock.
Frostburg, Crypto, Crime, and Punishment.
He's still thinking about the Crypto three-pointer tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Kleber,
Maxie.
Crypto. You know.
Not a show.
And then the show ends with somebody hitting a three at the Crypt.
It is appropriately called the Crypt after the death of the Lakers tonight.
Crypto, Crime, and Punishment is not
all right.
A true
all
TV
right. show. There we go. All right.
Nice job, Steve.
Thank you.
The Safecrackers. Two professional safecrackers travel the United States to unlock secrets lurking in abandoned safes.
I don't
see it. Geraldo Rivera, the host. Yeah,
the right. Safecrackers.
They'll find some empty bottles.
Two professional safecrackers.
Yes, yes.
They travel the U.S. to unlock secrets lurking in abandoned safes.
By the way, Forrest Gump's mom traveled the U.S. just to see Tom Brady play.
That's right.
Too soon,
what a
Steve.
What a movie that was, too.
She's still fresh under
I'll
the ground.
No.
Kay. I'm in. Yeah, let's go.
All right.
I don't see skin color, so I don't like this one.
What does that have to do with anything?
What?
What it's the a hell show. Are you talking about?
It's a show.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know what that means. The show has been insane. Well, it is a St. Patrick's Day show.
And a live drop Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a show.
The Safecrackers.
Is please be
a true TV
let's
show.
Go let's go
I broke character crackers. I'm sorry
method acting Tyshirt we've talked about this
something like that
where's my wife where's my wife
and what husband hasn't said that at some point in some outing
husbands have to use geo-tracking to find their wives who
at
are somewhere in an exotic location being tempted into indiscretion where's
so
my
great.
Wife
no
husbands have to use geo-tracking to find their wives who are somewhere in an exotic location being tempted into indiscretion. Maybe
isn't
a mall.
This cheaters?
Honestly, if you had said the mall, I would
maybe
have said
it's a
yes.
Mall. Maybe it's a mall. Is she at Filene's? No, she's not there. Keep looking. She's probably at Target. All right.
She's at the bookstore. There's a bookstore?
B. Dalton still exists. Okay.
Still saying yes.
What about Dalton and Roadhouse? Okay. Right. I'm going to say no.
No, it
like
doesn't
it.
Sound like one. But after
where's
that whole Temptation
wife?
Island thing that was.
Yeah, that's true.
Where's my wife?
I'm still where's looking for Jenna.
Where? She was
no,
your
it's
wife.
Where's got, my mom? The next Brady game
she's
for
dead,
New England.
Steve.
You got met. Wow. Wow.
I'm going to say yes.
Where's my wife?
Where's Jenna?
T-shirt.
Where's Jenna?
Is
Jenna?
Not.
No, Jenna.
A true TV
there
show.
We go.
Sally Field or football field? That is our next game.
Die cartoon die.
What?
Die cartoon die. Professional stuntmen reenact famous scenes from cartoons to see if they can be done in real life.
Wow. And do they hold up the Yelp die. Sign before they
exactly,
fall
yeah.
Acme.
The many lives of Wile E. Coyote.
How super. Far out can I run off of the cliff and look down before I start falling?
Do I get that 1.4 seconds of pause?
That's right, where he's in midair. Yeah.
Professional stuntmen reenact famous scenes from cartoons to see if they can be done in real life.
No, but I want it so bad.
This is every Looney Tunes Saturday.
There's Elmer Fudd.
Die, cartoon, die.
Someone get me a chicken.
And hawk. Then at the end, they always say, what a maroon.
Die, cartoon, die. Is
it's not a show?
Not.
I knew
a
it.
Show
that
was TV.
So great, though.
Sorry,
really
I was
is.
Cutting the grass.
Last one: a set of wheels and a trip to Mexico.
Do you need some tea?
I'm drinking tea. A set of wheels and a trip to Mexico. A limited series where contestants perform various stunts thinking they could win a car and a trip to the country of Mexico. However, the prize was actually four tires and a trip to Mexico, New York. A set of wheels and a trip to Mexico.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, but I like it.
A trip to Mexico to visit Rob Parker because I heard he moved there. No.
I
he was supposed to.
Supposed to.
Is he really moving to Mexico?
No, it was after one of his many incorrect predictions. If this is wrong, I'm moving to Mexico.
It was the equivalent of the election stuff related to Canada.
Yeah. It's like Arnie Spanier every weekend. If I'm wrong on this pick, I am walking back from the studio.
They can fire me.
That's right. That's right.
A set of wheels and a trip to Mexico.
No.
No, but I like it.
I think I'll follow the wave. No.
A set of wheels and a trip to Mexico is...
I would like to go.
Not a true TV show.
Just to drive to see Ron Mexico.
You can get your tires at TireRack.com for
there
that
you
trip
go.
To Mexico.
All right, so which one was your favorite if we could make it a show? Was it Crypto Crime and Punishment or Body Shots?
Body Shots.
Or Where's My Wife? I don't know. I mean, which one?
Body Shots or the cartoon one?
The Wife okay. in the Mall.
Yeah, yeah, the wife in the mall.
I've lost her, yes.
DeSager's on board. Hey, we had one executive said he was on board if we put it in the mall. Well, I don't know what to do. All right, fine.
Steve's clearly got some issues he needs to work out.
Well,
there.
It's
He's
more
obsessing
realistic,
on the mall.
Honestly.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Fox Sports Radio. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Janet,
they drafted who?
A very special play of the night coming your way. Play of the night brought to you by Progressive. Progressive making things even easier to help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
What's in the bag?
Is it a shark or something? Yes.
Are you trying to do a voice like your Christian Bale now?
Ha! Oh, Commissioner Gordon, you need to come. It is a live
drop. Hey, you referenced Batman.
Did he?
Y'all can't do it, though. Can't do it.
Hey, Jason, who punched you in the jugular?
Anthony Davis, when I said, hey, AD, how come you didn't close out on defense on that play? He said, close out, boom, and he hit me in the throat. Still hurting.
You would have had to get close enough to you to do that.
I got 2 days to get my voice back after this very trying week, so I'm looking forward to that. But I got to be honest. We do a lot of fun things on the show every single night. We love the content we're able to bring you every single night here on the show. Once in a while, something happens that we are just a little bit more proud of than most. And tonight, the biggest story of the night, obviously college basketball. We talked about it a lot. Fairleigh Dickinson, just the second 16-1 upset in the history of college basketball as they beat Purdue 63-58. Now, Fairleigh Dickinson, not a very big school in New Jersey, did not send their radio play-by-play team to cover the game. So people all over the internet are looking for the final call. It's something that's seen everywhere. Where's the final call? FDU, and we want to play it. Does it exist? It didn't. Satesh Shaw, who it turns out, I find out tonight, he and I went to rival high schools together. Or, well, not together. We went to rival high schools. He's the play-by-play man for FDU, and we contacted him and said, hey, do you want to come on the show and talk about the team and the game? He was great, gave us great insight on the team and how they're able to pull off the upset. And then we said, you know, why don't you create the Fairleigh Dickinson radio call for the final play? It doesn't exist. And it would be the biggest moment of his broadcasting career for FDU, getting to call a 16-1 upset. So we set him up for it. He left his house to go to his car so he wouldn't wake up his family because he was joining us late at night. And he gave us this call, which we've jazzed up. So now this is the official and only version of Fairleigh Dickinson's final call of their upset over Purdue.
1.2 seconds to go. Inbounds, near side, Singleton guarding. Inbounds is overthrown, and that will do it! And just for the second time in history, a 16 has beaten a 1! FDU owns the night!
What a great call.
Oh, yeah. The best of it, it has the audio quality of so many schools when they're at the NCAA.
It worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Courtesy Fox Sports Radio.
That's right.
And it'll be up on our Twitter account later tonight. Share it. That is the only version of the Fairleigh Dickinson call that exists.
That's the official. And, I mean, that was an exclusive. So if he redoes it, then we've got to go send out our enforcers.
Yeah. Hang on. Patent pending. Cease and desist. Patent pending.
So we'll show up to his house and kick his ass.
That's right.
Should we go like $20 if people want to play it, or do we go like 99 cents like iTunes and more people will use it?
You know what? I think we should get paid per play, so it's more like a membership. You subscribe to us, we'll let you play it for a month for like $5.99.
Oh, I didn't think about
memberships
that.
Memberships are the way, because then we can do more of this stuff.
Yes. Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm an idea guy.
Like this. No, we there should be doing is. This. We'll do this more often, too. Let's do it.
No charge. Oh, it's for the people.
Oh, look at Frostburg. He's so happy for that.
He's a man of the people.
Look at that.
He's trying to deflect from that Lakers
people
loss.
Pay
that was really well
things.
Done.
We're going to have that call up on Fox Sports Radio's Twitter account coming up later on tonight.
It's free.
So you can enjoy it for free. Up next, Bernie Fratto. He's free as well. This is Fox.
No, it's really $5.99.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.